welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of March 4th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, I want to remind everybody that Spring Story Hour is just around the corner. Sign up begins March 5th. The sessions run from March 19th to April 27th. It's for ages 3 to 5 years old. They can sign up for one session per week for a period of 6 weeks. You can call or come by the library to sign up. If you wish to call, the number is 355-6674. If you wish to come by the library, it's 101 East Prairie here in Lakin, catty corner from the elementary school. And the theme for this time around is rocking in our reading shoes. So be sure to call the library or come by to sign up. The Kearney County Hospital, along with a family health clinic, is having childbirth classes for the month of March. To register, you can call 355-7554. It's a total of 6 2-hour session topics. The sessions include, for session one, it is you and your pregnancy. This will cover topics about common discomforts, prenatal care, oral health, preterm labor, and possible complications. Session two is about healthy pregnancy. This will include topics as healthy foods and other things to consider, stress during pregnancy, physical activity, and tobacco, drugs, and alcohol. Session three will cover labor and delivery, and the topics there will be benefits of full-term baby, true labor versus false labor, birth plan, pain management, and relaxation and breathing. Session four covers feeding your baby. These topics will be breastfeeding, latch, and formula. Session five is newborn and infant care. The topics here will include infant crying, infant safety, and development. Session six is health after pregnancy. These topics include postpartum changes, emotional changes, and birth control options. The dates for these sessions and times are as follows. On Tuesday, March 13th, session one is scheduled from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Session two is scheduled from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And session five is scheduled from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, March 14th, session three is offered from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., session four from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., and session six from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On March 15th, session five is offered from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., session two, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and session four, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then on March 16th, it'll be session 6 from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., session 3 from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and session 1, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And remember, if you wish to register for the childbirth classes, you need to call 355-7550. This upcoming week for the Senior Center, for Monday the 5th, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 6th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Wednesday the 7th, there's coffee at 8 and PATH exercises at 10. Remember, there's no meal site at the Senior Center. This will be taking place at the Soup and Sermon at the Memorial Building. On the 8th, which is Thursday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, chair yoga at 10:30, and bingo at 1:30. On Friday the 9th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, bridge at 1, and soup pickup from 3 to 5. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 5th, there's Middle School Scholars Bowl at Rolla at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday the 6th, there's the K through 1st Music Program at 2 o'clock and then also at 7 o'clock. Also for that day, there's Middle School Scholars Bowl at Rolla at 4 o'clock. And then, just as a reminder, on Thursday the 8th, there will be no Twix. For the Lakin School District for this upcoming week, on Monday the 5th, there's a High Plains League basketball coaches meeting at Sublette beginning at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 6th, there's middle school wrestling here at Lakin beginning at 2 o'clock. On Wednesday the 7th, there's spring pitchers for the Lakin Grade School and the Lakin Middle School. Also, there's high school basketball, which is the state tournament, at Hutchison, and that will last the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. On Friday the 9th, this will be the end of the third grading period, and school will be dismissed at noon. There will be a half teacher in service and work day. Other activities for this upcoming week within the county: on Sunday the 4th, there's Prairie View 4-H Club meeting in Deerfield. There's Chantilly 4-H Club meeting at the Extension office. On Monday the 5th, there's a Lakin Housing Authority meeting at 6 o'clock at the O'Laughlin Community Building, and People Pleasers 4-H Club meeting at the Fair Building. In Deerfield for that day, there's going to be a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 6th, there's Masonic Lodge at 7:30 and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield for that evening, there's going to be a City Council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday the 7th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is Weigh In, and at 8 o'clock we'll begin the meeting. Remember that on the 7th, there's Soup and Sermon at noon at the Memorial Building. There will be a Pride meeting at 5:30 at the Senior Center. There's an Extension Executive Board meeting at 6 o'clock at the Extension office. Trail Piercers Quilt Guild at the Lakin Recreation Commission at 7 o'clock. And Knights of Columbus meeting at 7:30. On Thursday the 8th, there's Lakin Gun Club at 7 o'clock and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield, there's a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. On February 9th, there's a Kearney County Chamber of Commerce meeting at noon, and this will be at the Kearney County Hospital in Lakin. On Saturday the 10th, there's Tractor Safety Day, and this will be at Syracuse. Also a reminder that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesdays through Friday. They open at 9 o'clock in the morning and go to 4 o'clock in the evening. The staff will be happy to show you around the county's artifacts. Some dates to remember for the agribusinesses within the county: on March 15th, this will be the deadline for the 2018 NAP applications. And on March 31st, this is the deadline to request 2017 crop marketing assistance loans deficiency payments. Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, participants are responsible for ensuring adequate approved vegetative and practice cover is maintained to control erosion throughout the life of the contract after the practice has been established. Participants must also control undesirable vegetation, weeds, including noxious weeds, insects and rodents that may pose a threat to existing cover or adversely impact other landowners in the area. All CRP maintenance activities such as mowing, burning, disking, and spraying must be conducted outside the primary nesting or brood rearing season for wildlife, which for Kansas is April 15th through July 15th. However, spot treatment of the acreage may be allowed during the primary nesting or brood rearing season if, left unattended, the weeds, insects, or undesirable species would adversely impact their approved cover. In this instance, spot treatment is limited to the affected areas in the field and requires county committee approval prior to beginning the spot treatment. The county committee will consult with NRCS to determine if such activities are needed to maintain the approved cover. Annual mowing of CRP for generic weed control or for cosmetic purposes is prohibited at all times. The Migratory Bird, Butterfly, and Pollinator Habitat SAFE is designed to provide private landowners a market-based financial incentive for restoring playas, the most common wetlands in the region, through 10 to 15 year contracts. Research has shown that properly functioning playas are a primary source of recharge for the Ogallala Aquifer, contributing up to 95% of inflow to the aquifer and improving the quality of that water, and also provide critical habitat for migrating waterfowl, cranes, and shorebirds. Enhancement Migratory Bird SAFE program uses a reverse auction whereby landowners submit an offer to enroll their playa for the amount they are willing to accept as an annual payment to the maximum amount of $300 per acre for a period of 10 to 15 years. Natural Resources Conservation Service provides technical assistance to landowners while the offer is submitted through the Farm Service Agency. USDA will evaluate submitted offers in a competitive process. As a continuous CRP sign-up conservation practice, landowners can submit bids for the Migratory Bird SAFE at any time, but offers will be ranked at intervals. Offers that don't make the current cutoff date or aren't accepted during that batch will be carried over for consideration during the next round. Only offers completely within the priority area are eligible for consideration. Visit playasworkforkansas.com to learn more about playas and playa conservation programs, including the Migratory Birds Safe. For questions, please consult with your local FSA office. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of the school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of the pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks, look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk, take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles, stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street, walk, don't run across the street, and if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. Responsibilities for drivers are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, be prepared to stop, come to complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. And just as another reminder before we leave out, our spring story hour is getting ready to start up. The theme is Rocking in Our Reading Shoes. Sign up begins March 5th. The sessions run from March 19th to April 27th. Again, it's for ages 3 to 5 years old. They can attend one session per week for a period of 6 weeks. You can come by the library or you can call us at 355-6674 if you'd like to sign up your children. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has a good week next week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library. Thank you.